Events in Flint, Michigan, where the presence of lead forced a virtual shutdown of that city's water supply, have drawn scrutiny to the safety of water supplies around the country. Dan Telvok of Investigative Post has been spending recent months reporting on how this region's water supplies are being checked for lead. That reporting, in some cases, has been met with resistance. Dan Telvok joins us this morning on WBFO's Press Pass.
Hi.
You've been busy here since the last time we talked to you, doing some work, more work, actually, on water quality here in western New York. And if we could, I just want to play a little bit of tape that we've heard through some of your broadcast work of your most recent visit to the Erie County Water Authority.
This is a public room, public entity. I have a right to be here. This is unbelievable.
Okay, that's unbelievable is your comment at the moment. What was going on there? What's the interaction?
So what you're listening to there is I went there to interview the Erie County Water Authority officials about my story about lead in water. They had exited the meeting and scurried into a side office. And that's me knocking on the door, trying to get them to come out and answer my questions.
Did they ever come out?
They would refuse to come out. In fact, they slammed the door on my face.
Let's talk about the heart of the story here. Water quality in western New York. You've been doing some looking at their testing.
Yes.
What have you found?
Well, their testing program was flawed, just like Buffalo's program was flawed. There's two main points here, and I want to make it clear that we never once said in the story that Erie County water is unsafe.
Right.
We said that their testing program for lead in homes is flawed, and here's why it's flawed. One, at least 30% of the homes that they were sampling in this past round in 2014 that we looked at, or 2013, were their employees, current and former employees. Not illegal, but it's certainly frowned upon. They were sampling these homes and using that data to say that they were passing with flying colors. Not only that, but they were knowingly sampling homes that had no risk of lead, meaning they had no lead service line delivering water into the home, or they had no lead solder in their plumbing inside the home.
Which is really at the issue of what you've been covering now for several months, is the idea that there are places that most likely have high levels of lead in their water.
Well, they could.
They could.
They could. And that's a key point. They could have high levels of lead in their water. It's very sporadic. But what the Erie County Water Authority was doing was knowingly sampling homes of their current and former employees that were built at a time that had no risk of lead. They had no lead. And they knew this. And they admitted this to me. That is against the law.
It's interesting also that you did some work on the city of Buffalo, and initially they put you off a little bit with your work, but then they initiated some reforms to the way they're going to test, right?
The city of Buffalo really stepped up. They changed the threshold for where they'll work with homeowners to what is consistent with lead levels in bottled water. That is among the highest, one of the highest standards I'm aware of any water utility in the country right now. So kudos to them. But with the Erie County Water Authority, they're digging their feet into the ground and saying, oh, you know, we didn't do anything wrong. And they clearly did.
Any idea why they don't want to answer your questions?
I never really got a good answer. I think that they thought the story was going to be unfair before it was even published, which is a problem in itself, and that they drew these conclusions without talking to me and sharing information with me. And, you know, but my story is bulletproof. I can tell you that. I mean, it's very factual, and they have not, you know, asked for any corrections or anything like that.
Well, Dan Telvok, as always, we look forward to more updates on these developing stories, and thanks for your work at Investigative Post.
Thank you. Appreciate it.